Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, we want to begin reading at verse 11. The Bible says in verse 11, "But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause He is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive," now listen to this, "the promise of eternal inheritance." As we look at this morning, we see God speaking to our hearts. And He's speaking to us not only collectively, but individually this morning. He's pointing us to a place and to a Savior, praise God, that's so magnificent that it's literally out of this world. Our minds sometimes can't comprehend how great God is, how marvelous in all His ways. And His ways are past finding out for men and women like me and you. We can't even imagine how great God is. But I want to say, praise God, this morning, on the authority of His Word and of God that cannot lie, that He is God, and besides Him, there is no other. He's perfect in all His ways, and He's perfect to us, to His those of us that's beneficiaries, amen, of all the things that God has in store for us. And boy, what a blessing it is just to know Him today in that free pardon of sin. You say, "Well, preacher, how did we get to a place where a God that's this big could love us that much?" He loved us enough that He stretched out and spanned the gulf between earth and heaven so that me and you might be able to get in. I'm thankful today, praise God, I didn't have to count on me, Brother Rex, and what I could do, what I was capable of, because I would have come up short. If you would have had to count on what you could do this morning, you would have come up short. But I thank God that we had a loving Savior in the Lord Jesus Christ who's never come up short. Amen. We have one that's there to be a great high priest. Paul said, "But Christ become a high priest of good things." Amen. I want to say, praise God, God's got some good things for His people. If we could just cleave to those promises, praise God, and put aside the strife and conflict in this world, and just trust the Lord this morning, I want to say with all of our heart, praise God, and allow God to begin to do those things for us, praise God, that we can't even think about doing for ourselves. God Almighty is capable and able, more than able this morning, to do for us. Amen. You say, "Preacher, you repeat this all the time. You're all the time." I'm going to say, praise God, on the authority of God. He's able, praise God, to do mighty things. He's able. God hasn't changed. Amen. He's never changed. He's still the God of glory. He's still the Lord Jesus Christ. He's still the one that created it all. Everything that we see around us is created by Him. Without Him is not nothing made that was made. And if He made it, praise God, He can allow us to use it for His glory. Amen. When we get our emphasis right, when we realize that we have a great high priest of good things to come. Amen. What an encouragement. We ought to be encouraged today. Praise God. He said, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands. Amen. It's a tabernacle, that place, praise God, where we can go to receive our help. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, if we ask the Father anything in His name, that we can have it. That's why I ask all the time in Jesus' name, and there's a lot of things that I don't get. But there's a lot of things that we ask that's not God's will. Amen. Amen. Because we want it for this old flesh. We want it to pacify ourselves and not bring glory to God. But when we start asking that God would give us things, praise God, that'll help us to bring glory to His name, He begins to hear and answer those prayers. He begins to lead us and guide us into places, praise God, that we've never been before, and give us the help that we've never had before. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what He does. That's why it's a high priest of things that's ahead. Amen. Good things, praise God. We're getting called up and satisfied for less than great. Amen. Brother Bill, I don't want to satisfy for less than great. I want the great things of God in my life. I want Him to manifest Himself to me and it be so real. I want to see Him high and lifted up, praise God. Brother Kevin, I want to give glory to His name this morning. Amen. I want to be excited about Him all the days of my life. I know it. Hey, listen, it's not always an exciting thing. Amen. This old life that we live, sometimes it's full of drudgery. Sometimes it's full of hardship. But praise God, it's like the song Brother Robert sings. If we just keep our eyes on the Lord, praise God, during the storm, praise God, we know the God of the storm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When He says, peace, be still. Amen. You know what we need to do today, church? We just need to tune our eyes and tune our ears and listen for the Lord to say, peace. Be still. We need to be with expectation. That's what hope is. That's faith with expectation. We need to be just listening. Say, okay, yeah, I know it's a storm. I know it's rough. But praise God, I'm just listening. They say, somebody might say, a family member might say, what you listening for? I'm waiting on the Lord to just say, peace, be still.
Amen.
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 You really believe that? Yes, I do.
Amen.
Amen. Don't take your eyes off of Him. Keep your hands cupped up here. Say, yes, I do. I'm a listening, I'm a looking, praise God. Any minute, praise God, help's coming my way.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because Jesus loves us that much. Amen. It's a more perfect tabernacle not made with hands. That saith this building, see, it's not this creation that we're living in now. See, Jesus wasn't created like we were. He came from the Heavenly Father. He always has been and always will be.
Amen.
Amen. He changes not. Amen. From the time when He spoke it all into existence, praise God, He's still the same today.
Amen.
Amen. And when He made everything perfect. You say, well, there you go, preacher. Look around us today. You can see things ain't all that great. Amen. Well, that's because of our unbelief. Amen. Because of a lack of faith. Because we didn't stay with God to begin with. But I thank God that He made a way. Praise God. He said that neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having, I like this word right here, you're to underline this word, obtained. Amen. Having, that's past tense. He said that means it's already happened, that Christ through His own blood. Amen. I see a lot of places today saying, well, you know, we just need to disallow the blood. The blood don't have no influence. And I told them, I believe it's Wednesday night, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Amen. It took the blood of Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary to save old sinners. But He said, because Jesus chose to shed His blood, He said, into a holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Eternal redemption for who? For old brother Dean Marler.
Amen.
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 Jesus shed His blood, praise God, that He might obtain, praise God, eternal redemption.
Amen. Amen.
Eternal price. The price was paid eternally. Ain't you glad He didn't pay it for a little while and you left go back and get it redone?
Amen.
I don't say, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ ain't the God of redos. Praise God, He settled it once and for all on the cross of Calvary when He shed His blood. Amen. Praise His holy name. That you and I, praise God, could go free. If He didn't do it once and for all, praise God, we wouldn't be free.
Amen.
We would be still bound up. But praise be to God, because Lord Jesus Christ came, He settled it once and for all, obtained eternal redemption. Amen. So remember that He obtained eternal. Who obtained eternal redemption? Me and you? Yeah, no, the Lord Jesus Christ did, but we're partakers through Him.
Right.
Amen. He obtained it. He got it, praise God. It wasn't something we could get. But the Lord Jesus Christ, He got that eternal redemption, praise God. He paid the eternal price.
Amen.
Amen. So that we could go free. That's number one. Look what he goes on to say. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ... There it is again, preacher. Preaching on that blood. Amen. I tell you, I love the blood. I appreciate the blood of Jesus. Amen. Okay. The blood, praise God, the blood, the blood. The blood, praise God, will cover a multitude of sins. Amen. When that blood's applied. No matter how sinful you are. Don't matter where you've been and what you've done. Praise God. He said, how much more? See, these goats and ashes and heifer, they were just a type of what was to come. See, they had to go out and they had to get these goats and these heifers and they had to get those that was perfect without spot and without blemish. Amen. They had certain herds that were set up just for sacrifice. Amen. And they went through them with a fine-tooth comb and they looked at them. If they was one dark hair out of place, they called them. It had to be a perfect sacrifice. Amen. You know what's wrong with America today? We're not offering up a perfect sacrifice. We're taking the best and we're giving God the cause. Amen. We're giving God what's left over after we take out everything that we want. Amen. You're talking about our money, preacher? No, I'm not talking about your money. I'm talking about your hope and your help and your happiness. You're trying to get it all that you can and can't all you get. Praise God. And never giving back to God. Recognize and realize how great and mighty He is. And how that everything we have, praise God, come from Him. Amen? But praise God, when we realize, glory to God, that He owns it all, well, we can be satisfied. Praise the Lord. He said, but how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit... Now you got to get this. This is number two. Through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to who? To God. Amen. Who Jesus shed His blood. He offered Himself through the eternal Spirit to God. Praise the Lord. I'm glad He did that, ain't you? But He done it for me. Why? We say, well, preacher, why are you so excited about that? Because the Bible says that He purged your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Now, Brother Rex was talking about in Sunday school this morning that when we set ourselves aside, when we make a vow to God, and we say, Lord, when we follow our faith, say, Lord, forgive my sins, and we say, Lord, I want You to take me and use me. Lord, I want to dedicate my life, separate myself to You. Lord, I want to be used of God. Something ought to take place in our heart. Amen. Amen. There ought to be a change that takes place that we know about. Amen. Amen. When we separate ourselves to God at once, there's something that transposes our life and we begin to see ourselves and we've never seen ourselves before. Amen. Amen. Oh me. And we begin to judge ourselves. What do we judge about? Well, hey, preacher, there's men and women looking at, there's people at the church look at me and I've got to try to do right. I say, hey, that's a good, that's honorable. But I'm telling you, there's one that looks a whole lot deeper into your life than the people around you in the church. Amen. There's a great big God of glory looks into the thoughts and intents of your heart, in the depths of your soul, praise God, and sees even your thoughts and your intentions. Amen. He looks deep into us and He sees where we're at. He knows what we need. Hey, you say, well, boy, that's scary. Yeah, it is scary. But praise be to God, He does. Because then He sends the help. Amen. Then He pours it out on purpose. Then He says, hey, you know what, Jesse? You can be better than that. Amen. You can be better than those around. You can be better than the world. You can be better, praise God, in what the world's got for you. Amen. And He began to take us and He began to put us on a higher plane. You say, preacher, you mean we're better than somebody else? No. Amen. That means that we humble ourselves and we become servants unto them. Amen. That we have that desire to tell, even when they don't want to hear. Amen. That we tell them anyway. And when they say, I don't want to hear it, say, well, I love you. And I hope God that you'll let God help you. Amen. There's a lot of times they won't want to hear. But praise God, that don't mean we won't want to tell it. Amen. I believe if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, you won't tell somebody about Jesus. You want to tell somebody a way out when they're in a ditch, praise God, and they're struggling. Glory be God. You want to come alongside them and throw them a tow rope. Amen. You don't want to go up there and take a barrel of water and dump it in the ditch and fill the ditch up and make them have to swim for it. Amen. You're a child of God, praise God. You'll throw them a lifeline. Amen. That's what Jesus did for us, praise God, when He saved us from our sin, praise God. He redeemed us, glory to God, and He saved us through the eternal Spirit of God. Amen. When He offered Himself without spot. See, everybody looked at Jesus. See, that's what's wrong with the world today. That's why the world hate that name so much. Brother Robert, they hate the name of Jesus. You can tell them all about God and you can tell them all about the Bible as long as you don't mention Jesus. I mean, even these old ages stay with you as long as you don't mention Jesus. But there's something about that name.
Yeah.
Amen. There's something, praise God, that they know is right. And when you mention that name, it quickens their soul, praise God, begins them to help them realize how rotten and vile they really are. Amen. Why? Because old Pilate and all them Jews and them Pharisees and Sadducees, they looked at Jesus, praise God, through a fine-tuned microscope, and they couldn't find any reason to accuse Him. Amen. Old Pilate looked at Him and he said, I can't find nothing wrong with this man. Old Herod looked at Him, they sent Him to Herod. He said, well, maybe he can find something. He knows more about this Jewish stuff than I do. See, him, old King Herod looked at Him, he said, I'd like to see you do some magic. Hey, show me what you got. You know what Jesus showed him? He showed him a meek and a humble spirit. Amen. Amen. That boy didn't satisfy old Herod. He sent him back. He told Pilate, he said, this man disappointed me. Amen. I don't see nothing to condemn him about. But he sure let me down. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, if he would accept the Lord Jesus Christ, I guarantee you he'd lifted him up. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they said, I can't find no fault. He was without spot. Amen. He was without sin. Amen. Jesus. I don't know about you. That's my desire. I'd like to be just like Jesus. Amen. I'd like to be clean. I know I'll never be it in this life. I was talking to somebody the other day. We was talking about churches and joining churches. And I told him, I said, well, if it was me and I went and I found a perfect church where it's perfect people and perfect attendance and perfect Word of God and perfect faith and perfect praise, I wouldn't join it no way, no how. And they looked at me like with big old eyes like a sheep looking at a new gate. And they said, why not? I said, because I wouldn't want to mess it up. If I joined it, I would mess it up because I'm not perfect. Neither are you. Amen. We're not perfect yet, but praise God, we've got a God that's still working on us, amen, to make us perfect, glory be to God, and we're striving for the mark every day of our lives. And one day, glory be to God, because we put forth that effort, He'll put forth the effort for us. He's already offered us this eternal redemption. He's already offered through the whole, this eternal spirit, the light been offered through the eternal spirit. Said, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. What does that mean? That means we'll quit worshiping the things of the world. Amen. And start worshiping God. Amen. And we'll get our eyes off of things. Amen. And we'll get our eyes on God. We'll make Him priority one. Amen. And when we make Him priority one, when He's the most important part, then He takes care of all the other stuff.
Amen.
Amen. We make Him number one. We say, Jesus is number one in my life. We sit down at the table, praise God. We gather up the wife and the young and sit down and say, okay, from now on, starting right now, this minute, Jesus is priority.
Amen.
He redeemed us, praise God. He sent the Spirit, praise God, and He gave Himself, glory to God, for me and you, that we could go free, praise God. Amen. So we're going to settle it right here tonight, praise God. We're going to have us a family altar and say, Lord God, we're going to separate ourselves to You. Amen. You know why you don't do it? Because the devil won't want you to. Amen. Stinking devil come up there and he'll say, well, now, you better not do that tonight, Daddy, because, you know, everybody's busy and they got things to do and you've got so much going on. You know, maybe you can do it tomorrow. Just wait till next week and start that. Deception from the devil. And then your little old young'uns will go on about their business. The old devil put his hooks in them. He'll drag them in. You'll drag them back and he'll drag them in. But praise be to God, God's right there and He's got the promise already to give. we'd obtain eternal redemption, that through the eternal Spirit He'd relieve us from our dead works to serve a living God. And in verse 15, He said, "For this cause, He is the mediator." Amen. That's the divine interceder. Amen. That's what a mediator is. He's a divine, He's not only a mediator, He's a divine interceder. Divine, that's a heavenly interceder. See, He's way above any court of the land, Brother Charles. He's a divine interceder. Praise the Lord. Of the New Testament. Now the way He got this became a divine mediator, a divine interceder, is because He's 100% man, and He was 100% God. And He knows the feeling of our infirmities, our weaknesses, and our lacks of strength, praise God. And He's there before, glory to God, He's there before God tonight, today, praise God, to make intercession, to intercede for me and you. Amen. Amen. He knows what we're feeling. You say, "Well, preacher, you don't know where I'm at. You've never been here." I may not, but He does. Amen. Amen. He's there today, praise God, to intercede on your behalf. Amen. When the devil says you can't, praise God, you get on your knees and say, "Lord Jesus, I need to." Amen. And Lord Jesus, oh, praise God, I'll give you the strength and you can. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that by means of death. You mean, how did Jesus intercede? He died for us. Amen. He took our beating, the one we deserved. Me and you deserve to take those beatings, that cat of nine tails. Amen. But He took that for us. He shed His blood for us. He died for us. He said, for the redemption of the transgressions. That's that putting away. That's removing the sins that so easily beset us. Amen. Of the transgressions that were under the first testament. Now listen to this. Here's number three. They which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Amen. So he redeemed us, praise God. We obtained an eternal redemption, praise God, through the eternal Spirit, praise the Lord, that sealed us to the day of redemption, glory to God. And we don't have to worry about it anymore. If you've been born again, praise God, just shout it, praise God, all the way to the house. When the devil stands up and says, "I don't know if you are," you say, "Praise God, devil, glory be to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, I am." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It makes it hard on the devil when we do that. Amen. We take away his weaponry when we begin to brag on Jesus. See, that's what happens to the world when we begin to brag on the Lord Jesus Christ. We take away their weapons. They don't have nothing to fight us with. Amen. They can't deny Him, praise God. He was real. He was a real man, praise God. And He was a real God. He got up, praise God. That only one that people's worshiping today, glory be to God, that got up, glory to God, victorious over death in the grave, glory be to God, and He's alive forevermore. Amen. 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 Sitting at the right hand on the Father, where He deserves to be. Amen. Amen. How do you know? Because He's sitting on the throne room of my heart. Amen. If he would have been a failure, He wouldn't be there today. Amen. But because He's a victor, He's sitting there today over the throne room of my heart. Praise be to God. Amen. He said, "That they which are called might receive." Those are called might receive. I wonder how many's received the promise of eternal inheritance. Amen. Talking about an eternal inheritance. Let me give you another verse of Scripture over in Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to hurry and try to get done here. Quit. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. The Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings." Now listen to this. "In heavenly places in Christ." Amen. He goes on in verse 4 and he says, "According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and with blame before Him in love." That's what He did for us. He took away our sin, praise God, took our sin upon Himself so that we could go free. Now that's not a license to sin. God forbid. Amen. He said, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. Now listen to this. According to the good pleasure of His will. Amen. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Amen. Now look at verse 11. He says, in whom also we have attained, here's the inheritance, an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Amen. I'm glad it wasn't because I wanted to get in. Amen. It was because God wanted me to get in. Praise the Lord. That we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted. Now listen to this. After you heard the word of truth. How do you get in? You hear the word of God. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit. There's that sealing. The Holy Spirit of promise. What is that? Which is the earnest, or the guarantee, if you will, the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. That's me and you, by the way, if you've been born again. Amen. Unto the praise of His glory. Amen. That's what God done for us when He saved us, praise God. Jesus came and He obtained eternal redemption. He paid the price through the eternal Spirit. And He offers us the promise of eternal inheritance. Amen. And I want to finish this morning with my message. And the title of it this morning is, I don't want to be a hindrance. When God has already done all these things for me, but then I don't want to be a hindrance. I want to be in the will of God. I want to get out of the way, praise God, so God can work. Amen. If I'm not going to get out of the way, hey, if I'm not going to do it, praise God, I want to ease over so somebody else can. Amen. Amen. As I was looking at this and thinking on this, I was coming home from the hospital there on Friday, Friday evening. We was coming out the road and we pulled down, we come out to 26. And I know, if you know, the other day there was a major storm and trees was blowing all out in the road, and you could still see that debris of this world all over the place. And they'd chop them trees up and throw them back over the guardrail to get it out of the road so we could get through. And I come down there and I got to the New Stock Road exit and I pulled off there and I got over there to the red light and I stopped and I looked up there and I seen a rescue squad up there at the Ingalls store, and boy, God just gripped my heart and I said, oh God, somebody's in trouble. And about that time, Brother Jeff, I heard sirens a wailing and I looked back and there was an ambulance coming off the interstate trying to get down that old ramp, cars everywhere. And the first thing I thought, I've got to get out of the way, praise God, cause help's a coming. And as I began to pull, I just whipped it over into the grass, pulled over beside a sign there, got out of the way. And I got to thinking, oh God, my little mama, she goes up, that's where she does her grocery shopping. That's where she goes to get her supplies. I thought, oh God, oh Lord, help them get there. It might be my little mama. And I thought, boy, God spoke to my heart. He said, boy, I tell you what. He said, this is so real in life. He said, if we ain't very careful, instead of being a help, we'll be a hindrance. Praise God, it's time that we just step out and do our part. If it means just step inside a little bit and allow it to help to come through. That rescue squad was there. They was a minister to help. But praise God, they was somebody that had what was needed. Praise God. It was on that ambulance to support that life, to get them, praise God, to a better state. And boy, I thought to myself, praise God, just help me. If I can't do it for them, praise God, help me just ease over out of the way and let Brother Jeff get there. Amen. If he got that for them. But if we ain't very careful, praise God, we'll sit on our stool and do nothing, and we'll puff up, and we'll keep somebody from getting to God. Amen. But I said, oh God, please. I thought, boy, if that's my little mama, Well, I couldn't get out of the way fast enough. Amen. Brother Rex, if one of my youngins is fall by the wayside and you've got something you can say to help him, praise God, help me get out of the way so that Brother Rex can get by, so he can encourage my people. Amen. Help us, God, not to be a hindrance, because Jesus has already done the work. Amen. He sends the Holy Spirit of God to convict. You know what's wrong with most of our people today? You know why they're so ill and hateful all the time? Because they're under conviction, the Holy Ghost of God. You say, preacher, I don't know. I tell you what, if you lived in the Bible Belt all your life, you bound to heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, they never heard. They're without excuse. Because the gospel, you can't flip through radio stations without hearing the gospel. Amen. You can't go on the internet without somebody giving you the gospel. You people at Facebook, you don't get on Facebook, somebody's going to give you the Word of God. I know there's a lot of wickedness out there. Keeps us all tore up. We'd be better off if we didn't even go on there. Amen. Listen, we went on there to encourage somebody in the Lord and give them a good word. Amen. 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 But praise God, I don't want to be a hindrance to nobody. And boy, I thought about this message. I thought about these verses. And I said, Lord, God, Jesus, you paid a price. You went all the way. Help me, Lord, just to not be a hindrance to somebody that's coming along behind. Amen. If I can't help them, I said, help me to step aside so old Jesse Bennett can step up and give them the good word. Amen. So, Brother Bill, you said, preacher, I mean, you mean we just need to get out of the way? No, I mean, we need to try to be an encouragement to someone else. Amen. What do you mean? I mean, if we can't encourage the people around us, preacher, let's encourage those other people around us. Amen. I know sometimes it's hard to preach and tell your own people. But sometimes God will open a door for you to tell somebody else. Amen. And we need to be willing not to be a hindrance, but to step out of the way maybe in one situation and step in the way of another. Amen. Where we can be. I thought about that. Boy, I thought, boy, hear that rescue squad was up there. And they was doing the best they could with the limited resources they had. But that ambulance was on the way. I believe in the land that we live in today, the ambulance is on the way. The Holy Ghost of God, He's moved through. He's touching heart. He's convicting souls. He's stirring in lives. And that ambulance rescue, that one with the cure is on the way. Amen. We just need to make way for Him. Amen. It probably means getting these old things in our life out of the way. Amen. Those things that would so easily beset us. Those things that would keep us from having a right relationship with Him and with everybody around us so that we can get the hindrance out of the way. I don't know about you. I'm the biggest hindrance I got. Amen. But He said Jesus already took care of everything. He's paid the price. We have eternal redemption through the eternal Spirit to an eternal inheritance. What more could we want? We've got it all in Christ Jesus. We just need to be careful that we're not a hindrance to keep somebody else from getting to it too. Amen? That we not be a hindrance, but we'll be an encouragement so that they can get in. See, when that ambulance went to squirt, I seen them lights and I heard that siren, I couldn't get out of the way fast enough when I got to thinking about my little old mama and that she went to that store. I wonder if we got that same mentality today about those that's dying and going to hell, lost without God. I wonder if we'd be willing to get those things in our life out of the way so we could lead them to Christ. Amen. So that we could have that right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, that mean we'd have to give up some stuff. Sure would. But the Bible said, Brother Rex taught us this morning, when we make that vow to God and say, Lord, I want to. Amen. And we stay with it. We don't quit on God. He won't quit on us. But He'll give you those things. He'll bless you on purpose. He'll make things happen in our lives. But we have to make that commitment to Him. Amen. Oh, we don't want to be a hindrance. Do you want to be a hindrance today or a help? Do you want to be a hindrance or a help? See, that's what we ought to ask ourselves. Jesus has already given us these promises. I don't know about you. I want to attain them. I want everybody around me to attain to those promises. But He said, those that believe, those will come along, praise God, and receive them. He said, I'll give them to Him. Amen. If we just take up our cross and follow Him. See, there's more to this Christianity than just saying, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Amen. Amen. What about you today?